With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has formed an advisory council to help fill a district court judge vacancy in Cascade County. YPR News' Kevin Trevelin reports this is the executive's first opportunity to fill a vacancy directly under a law currently being challenged in court.
The council will help identify and review candidates to fill the 8th Judicial District seat, which has been vacant since the GOP-led Montana Senate rejected former Governor Steve Bullock's appointee last month. The council includes attorneys, a former judge, and local community leaders. Gianforte says he will name his appointee in July. To keep the position, they'll have to run for election next year. Previously, the State Judicial Nomination Commission vetted district court judge candidates for the executive. Gianforte recently signed into law a bill ending the commission and providing him more power to fill bench vacancies. The Montana Supreme Court is considering the policy's constitutionality amid an ongoing dispute between Republican legislative leaders and the judicial branch. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
The U.S. Forest Service has delayed a proposed logging project just outside the boundaries of Yellowstone National Park that was meant to reduce the risk of fire and improve forest health. Opponents argued it would harm habitat for grizzly bears and other wildlife and destroy the view for people hiking the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail. The project called for scattered clearcuts and thinning to slow the spread of wildfire. Conservation groups filed a legal challenge to the project in April. On Thursday, the Custer-Gallatin National Forest said it would delay the project until its new forest management plan is completed. Wildlife officials in central Montana have killed the first confirmed grizzly bear in modern times in the Big Snowy Mountains south of Lewistown. The 447-pound male bear had been photographed eating a dead cow in late April by a remote camera set up by a landowner. Traps for the grizzly were set over the weekend after a second cow carcass was discovered. Wildlife workers found evidence that the bear had killed both cows. The grizzly, believed to be between 4 and 6 years old, was euthanized Wednesday. Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arntzen is pushing back against the Federal Education Department for proposing a program that would teach educators how to incorporate racially and culturally diverse perspectives into their lesson plans. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports.
In a memo, Arntzen says she takes issue with the proposed program using the New York Times 1619 Project on the history of slavery and teachings about anti-racism. She wrote these teachings are similar to what's known as critical race theory, and that she doesn't want that taught in Montana schools. Critical race theory says that systemic racism is a social construct ingrained in American life and laws.
We, after 2 decades, dusted off our social studies standards, which include history, civics, economics, and geography.
Arntzen says she believes Montana's social studies curriculum was diversified enough when it was updated this year, and that the federal program will promote ideas that are too political. Arntzen sent a letter to Attorney General Austin Knutson asking him to write an opinion on the legality of the Federal Education Department's proposal. Anthony Johnstone, a constitutional law professor at the University of Montana, says it's unclear what an opinion from the state attorney general would do because it wouldn't be binding for federal officials. Further, the program is optional.
Montana's schools are still free to accept or reject the content of those programs.
Arntzen says an opinion from the attorney general will let Montana public schools know whether state law permits participation. Chris Young-Greer is the education initiative lead for the nonprofit Montana Racial Equity Project. She says educators would benefit from the federal program and that Arntzen's attempt to block teachers from participating is wrong.
It seems to me that she is actively seeking to thwart the education process. And while this may not have any teeth, it sets a very dangerous precedent.
Attorney General Knutson has not yet indicated whether he'll take on the opinion. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's Attorney General is appealing a decision issued by a federal judge that found the state has no valid reason to require a man to register as a sex offender based on his conviction for having sex with a man in Idaho in 1993. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen on Tuesday blocked the state from requiring Randall Menjes of Butte to register as a sex offender under Idaho's Crimes Against Nature law. The judge also ordered Montana to remove Menjes from the registry and expunge any records indicating he was ever subject to registration. The state did not allow Menges to oppose the registration, even though his conviction was for actions that are now constitutionally protected. The Associated Press reports the Attorney General's office is appealing the ruling, arguing it weakens the state's sex offender registry laws. The National Weather Service is reminding people that warm temperatures in the 80s early next week are expected to increase snowmelt across central and south-central Montana. This could lead to rivers and streams running higher and faster. The Weather Service also warns that erosion will increase as flows make stream banks unstable. NWS says the rate and strength of the water will be determined by how warm it gets in the mountains and whether temperatures remain above freezing overnight. NWS urges anyone planning recreation activities on or near streams and rivers should prepare for changing conditions and significantly higher stream flows. I'm Aiden Morton.